Biden blames Trump. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden says former President Trump's lies about election fraud have caused doubts about democracy.
There's been anger before in America. There's been division before in America. But we've never given up on the American experiment. We can't do that now.
He's out campaigning today.
With the New Mexico governor's race going down to the wire, President Joe Biden will be rallying supporters in Albuquerque, the state's largest city. Current governor, Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham, is in a tight race with meteorologist Mark Ronchetti, while in the southern part of the state, Democrat Gabe Vasquez is trying to flip a seat held by Republican Yvette Harrell. President Biden is then expected to travel to California to participate in an event for Democratic Congressman Mike Levin in San Diego, who's in a close race with Republican Brian Marriott. It's one of several congressional races in the Golden State the nation is watching on Election Day, as Fox News has several races rated as a toss-up. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump campaigns in Iowa for Republicans today. The North Korean military conducts more missile tests.
Air raid sirens sounded across Japan's Miyagi and Yamagata prefectures. Residents were told to take cover. In the end, the missile is believed to have failed mid-flight before landing in the Sea of Japan.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. With no big winner last night, the Powerball lottery jackpot's up to $1.5 billion and growing.
That's the third largest Powerball jackpot ever in the U.S. No one has won the big Powerball prize since August 3rd, which means there have been 39 consecutive drawings where no one has matched all six numbers.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There were three $2 million winners last night and $12 million winners. New unemployment claims down slightly at 217,000, says the Labor Department. The number of people still on unemployment continuing claims is up slightly. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan is shot in the leg, not hurt badly, we're told, with some of his supporters also wounded, shot riding in a campaign truck. Police say the gunman is under arrest. Investigators are looking for more information about a man now dead who was married to a woman identified now as a 1974 murder victim in Massachusetts. She was until now known only as the Lady of the Dunes.
Authorities say investigative genealogy experts compared her DNA to samples in a genealogy database, and that ultimately was the key to unlocking the mystery. It has been one of Massachusetts' most famous unsolved murders, and now the Lady of the Dunes has a name, Ruth Marie Terry of Tennessee. She was just 37 years old when she was killed. Her nude and partially dismembered body was found at the Cape Cod National Seashore in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Terry's family received notification of her death Monday, according to FBI agents who say they hope her identity will lead them to her killer, and had a message for every murderer, rapist, and violent offender out there.
Fox's Laura Engel. Netflix rolls out its new streaming plans, cheaper if you're okay with commercials.
For about $7 a month, Netflix's new ads subscription will cost about $3, less than its nearly $10 most basic plan, with ads viewers seeing up to 4 to 5 minutes of spots an hour. But reps say there are some limitations. For now, the tier will offer a limited number of the streaming service's TV shows and movies as it works on licensing restrictions with certain studios, and viewers won't be able to download content to watch later. The ad-supported plan comes after Netflix, the world's largest streaming service with over 220 million users, was hit with subscriber losses earlier this year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Tropical storm Lisa is weakening over Mexico after making landfall as a hurricane in Belize. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.